Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Dars.
Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places we think and we act as one.
Take it, Dars.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada woo da
da da do the twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo ha.
How to go to prom day. So excited.
Mom, calm down.
No, we're going to get your hair done. You're going to look like a princess. A princess.
I want it sleek all back.
What? You don't want it. You want to pull it in a little tight pony? A princess
pony? No.
Little, well, okay. Okay, sure. What, you know, whatever
just
it is, to
calm
press
down.
That man. Press that man. You know who you.
He's a friend.
What? What do you mean?
He's a friend. I asked him. He's a friend.
What? He's a guy and he's a friend. You're not.
Yeah, you're we not, have those sometimes,
that,
Mom.
That can happen. What?
You know, occasionally.
What if he sees you and he goes, I'm going to get a little lovey-lovey.
No, he's just a friend, Mom. There's nothing to do with, like, no crush, no nothing. He's really gay.
What? I'm so proud. So proud.
I must say, Darcy cannot fathom that she would go with a boy who was not romantically interested in her. It's such a symbol.
She would. We don't know if this guy's gay. We're not talking about that. We're not.
No. We have no idea.
Yeah. So please don't. If she did though, Darcy would be like, "I'm so happy." She would love it.
But she'd probably say, even then, she'd say, "Wish she went with the straight guy, so she might get something."
Well, you might turn him. Happened to me once. I went with the gay guy, and then next thing you know, here comes you.
Wow.
Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacy.
Darcy and Stacy.
What's the name of this episode, Poodle?
I didn't know.
Y'all, we're remote but go because Poodle is still faking the sickness to keep away
from
me.
I am not faking anything.
I mean, but at this point, we're going on weeks now. Wow. Wow.
He's
got a stomach virus, but nothing's happening.
It came upon me on Thursday, and it is now Monday. I feel much better. I just have zero energy.
I think there's something. He came in you on Wednesday, and then it came upon you on Thursday. So I think that's it. You took the football team.
I am pregnant.
Yes, you didn't tell the offensive line that they can't have you, and this is what happens.
I'll do my best. I'm trying to do it for the listeners.
Wow.
Send love. And broth soups.
Broth soups. Y'all, this episode, season 4, episode 4, shocking news and wedding blues.
Shocking news? What's the shocking news?
That Georgie is going to be the best man.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
We got some other news about Georgie, and we're going to talk about that later, y'all.
You're going to surprise me?
No. We watched it today. No, I'm talking about his dick.
Oh, we've known that. It just got correlated.
Yes, finalized.
Y'all, check out just a little bit of news of our own. We released our Bi-Curious episode today, I believe.
Yeah, Monday.
On the Peacock series, The Traitors, one of my favorite series this year. And we only do episode one, but there's a little bit. What?
We do
with me with a power. There's a little bit at the end where I recap the whole season. So if you don't, and I tell you basically the results. So if you want to watch the whole thing, which I highly recommend, do not listen to the last bit. We give you plenty of warning, but I don't want you coming at me and saying, I listened to it and I had to tell Carl about it. We told people. Yeah, so don't. I will say it's your phone fucking fault. And I've zero patience because I'm a stomach virus.
So when you find out that Kate Chastain actually fucked one of those aliens over Lake Huron, don't blame us.
Hopefully we're not invaded.
You know, hopefully not. But at the same time, we've gone through a plague. We never did that before.
It could be on the bingo card.
It does seem on the bingo card. It also, I mean, that's something if you're alive when we finally get invaded by aliens after the millions of years we've lived on this planet that we get to see it.
I think they've been here a lot of times. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Pyramids. I'm like Mike all of a sudden. Ancient aliens.
Trees. He believed in aliens. Trees.
Creeb. That was as high as I could go today. Hopefully I can do Florian still.
We'll see.
Stomach hurts.
Speaking of, they're walking around. This poor coconut vendor. This man is just
Florian
trying to
goes,
sell coconut.
What is this, cocoa? The cocoa?
And then Stacey's, she's like talking about how she likes coconut oil.
Rub it on me.
And Florian starts rubbing it on her body.
And the guy just stares at them. And they eat it, Lady and the Tramp style.
They do.
And she's like, you don't like coconut water, but you sure like these coconuts. Ha! I mean, my boobs. Big old globes.
Shakes her. And he's like, yes, I like.
She's stressed about the wedding and Darcy because she says, she was just coming at me. She was really coming at me really hard. And she's like, she always thinks she's above me. She always thinks like she's trying to put me down. And Florian goes, she's not happy for people. Deep down, happy for herself. Someone said that I just go, the whole time, and I think I do. I kind of keep a running during to keep my voice high.
Well, Florian does seem pained.
Yeah. So the next thing about Darcy is packing for Connecticut, y'all, because it's Aspen 16th and Aniko's prom.
Yeah, and my computer keeps, I don't know why, it doesn't want to type Aniko. It keeps typing Anita. Have you seen my good friend Anita?
No one is named Anita anymore.
I don't know anybody named Anita anymore.
No, it's not.
I think we have an Anita Dick or Anita something like. She joined the Facebook group kind of around when Donna Down for Dick did.
Anita Dick. Okay. I like that.
I like that.
They took separate flights, y'all, because there's still tension.
But Darcy said, I admit I was a bit defensive and aggressive at the time. I admit it. She kind of like, she wants more compassion because, y'all, again, this is what's so great with Darcy and Stacey. This isn't about what's happening now. This is about decades of childhood trauma. And she's like, basically, I would stand up for Stacey. She had that, whatever, the thing. I forget what it's called.
Vitiligo. And they are still working through it.
They're still working through it. She's like, I want her to defend me. I want her to stand up for me, protect me sometimes. That's all I want.
And I think it's very valid to talk about these things. However, once you talk about them and you're not actively working on them, I don't think it makes any, it doesn't do any good.
No.
Unfortunately. No, but when she said, we were bullied, and I was like, boy, but you know you're 46 and 47-year-old women now.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm saying bringing it up without working on it is useless.
Again, it goes back to what I say. The why is not important. They know why they do it, and they're not working. Yeah. You're right. They're not working
not
on.
Process.
They're not working on it at all. But they don't. I mean, it's kind of fast forwarding, but they don't really work on it at all. Period. They literally just kind of their
forget
father
about it.
Just shames them and reminds them that they at least aren't
their
brother's
dead
brother. And they're like, "Well, let's just swallow this feeling."
So, y'all, they do get back.
It's pretty funny when they get in the van. It was funny when Darcy got in the van and they get in the van and she's like,
at one point, Stephanie and Florian is, and she's like, hope Darcy's not in the mood.
And Darcy gets in, she's like, well, you good?
Yep, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine too. I'm good.
It's Aspen's birthday, so let's be chill.
Yeah, let's just have a birthday. No drama. No drama.
And then she's like, he was at the party store.
Yo!
And y'all, they have this enormous thing of balloons and a cake. It's
and
way,
a shitty cake.
It's way, right. And the balloons probably cost $200. And the balloons are so many balloons. Again, you know my feelings on these.
I like balloons.
I find them useless and I find them scary because I'm afraid one's going to pop and it's going and I'm not going to be prepared and it will scare me.
I understand that, but I feel like balloons are very
festive.
Celebratory. Yeah, festive.
Fuck you, balloons.
But I get it, just waiting in terror for one of them to pop. I get that.
Yeah. Like one floats around me or the idea of someone stepping on a balloon and waiting for it to pop.
Like when Darcy said, oh my God, it's getting caught in the fan. Did you like get
yes,
stressed out?
I had to look. Yeah, when she said, oh, it's caught in the fan. And y'all, Daddy Silva's made some dinner.
Ooh, looking good.
He's
looking
quite
like
stoic.
A snack. Yes.
And they're talking about business stuff.
And he says, how's it going in Miami? Darcy says, it's going good. We got a big opportunity. Huge. Big opportunity. Right, Stace?
Yeah, we're doing something for
it's so good. It's so good. We're doing the thing. Yeah. Right, Stace? Tell him about it, Stace.
And she's like, can I tell him? I feel like you're always cutting me off.
What?
And I wrote down, both of you do that.
Both of you.
You consistently cut each other off. It is how you try to one-up each other. And at one point, Betty Silva goes, this is cutting off each other. This is bullshit. Cut that off. When I'm gone, I'm gone. And they just go.
And then he added, and there's only two of you left. And then he tells this, it was very moving. He talks about taking a year off with his son. And then this was and
his son holding his son in his arms for 3 hours after he died.
I understand that. The hardest part of my whole dad's fake cancer journey was walking out of that hospital room. I'd be like,
still,
I'm free, and I would just run out.
That last part of the detail is the one you worked on the most.
I'd be sad. No, but and Daddy Silva was crying about, and like, so,
I need to understand the importance of family, he keeps saying.
So Darcy's like, you know, I think I have stress about this, and it rolls over, and I put it on you. And I'm like, no, it's actually not anything to do with about what's going on right now.
Right!
It's not that.
Don't you want to scream that?
It's the same pattern where Stacey does say she's sorry, but Darcy's always the one that has to like kind of relent or acquiesce a little bit. But Stacey's never said like, you know, hey, I know this is hard for you. I could be a little kinder when I talk about my wedding. Never.
No. That also would feel like, for Stacey, that would her having to feel like she was apologizing for her wedding.
And I get that she shouldn't, but...
But
anyway, yes, they hug over the cake, and she looks at her sister, and she's like, "We need to stay strong
and not argue." And they kind of stuff it back down where their big inflatable boobies are,
mm-hmm.
where it normally goes. And then they sing "Happy Birthday," like prehistoric birds that don't have a key. It's so awful. God, I really wish we could stop singing that song on television. I really wish I could pass a law, just get enough signatures.
I think
it's just so awful.
Honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think Happy Birthday
that
is
ship
here
has
to
sailed.
Stay.
Yeah.
I think it's here to stay, and you need to just somehow make peace with it.
Fine. 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 But y'all, all that's fine because we get Debbie and Raina this episode.
Yeah. We're going to talk about them when we get back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
so catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay, y'all, the girls are back. It's wine time. Get out your glasses.
That's wine slur o'clock.
We are ready.
God, we're back you. With our girl, Darcy.
Darcy looks so good. She looks so good.
I love single Darcy because she just like, you know, you need a friend to just say dance, friend, dance.
Yep. She's always there. She's always dancing.
It's just joy. Hey, where can I get some more? Can I get some more Kim Crawford?
Honey, you're cut off. You're cut off.
Okay. All right. I miss these women.
Me too. As soon as I saw them, they both look good.
They look great.
I don't know if Raina's had like a nip or a tuck or just maybe put on really good makeup. She looks good.
She looks good. Debbie had a refreshed look too.
Yeah.
I'm saying this now. We're not going to go to Connecticut.
I would love to hang out with them. I would love it.
It'd be a blast. Oh my God. I would love to hang out with them.
They're the kind of women who would completely fetishize us for being gay men, but I wouldn't care. And they would talk to us about gay sex all night long.
I'll be honest. Sometimes Jake and I are very, I am very Darcy. Poodle's very Stacy. But Jake is also very Debbie and I'm very Raina.
That's true.
I think that's why we love them. And y'all, something that we learned in this segment just period is that they're all dick pigs.
They're
just
all
like the rest
dick
of you.
Pigs. Well, I think we knew that, but it got confirmed.
And if there's any better way to do it, I think now it's time. I don't care if you're sick or not.
Yeah, I'll work up enough energy.
We're doing a Darcy and Stacy reality gaze theater.
Do it big.
All right. I'll be playing the role of Darcy. Poodle's going to be Debbie, and Raina
will be a little bit of Raina.
But yeah, it'll happen. And action.
Oh, girl, you look good. You look good, girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Grab a tits, Raina. Grab
Ooh, yeah.
I look good. You look good. Yank, yank.
So how's Miami? How's Miami, girl?
Good. It's good. We just been, I feel like my old self.
You got that single glow. You got that single glow.
Thank you. I cut the cord. Cord, that was energetic cord. I cut that cord.
Yeah. What kind of guy are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone who's funny.
Guys were funny before. Any of them were funny.
They're horrible. Horrible, horrible people. Yeah, I need humor. They got to get my jokes.
Because you're, like, funny.
You're
very funny. You're very funny.
Thank you. I like to be funny. Yeah, you're so funny.
I tell you what, you need to cut the cord. You cut the cord for him. Yeah. You cut the cord for Georgie. You cut him for, like, he was sucking on your tit. That's what he was doing. He was sucking on your tit. Ha ha. He was sucking on your tit. Just sucking on your tit for money. Because you know what? When the money runs out, he's gone.
Yeah. It's true. It's gone. He likes sucking on the ticks. I like sucking on something else. Okay.
You know what? Okay. Time to party. So, yeah. Dance for stars. Dance for stars.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I am actually dancing.
Clapping. It's like a Jewish wedding. Get it.
Oh, I'm not Jewish, but hey.
I am, but it's
Shalom.
Good.
Shalom. All right. I'm ready.
I got to tell you.
I'm ready to find a nice Jewish man. Nice Jewish man.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So, what? I got to ask you, Darce. So, you like a guy.
Yeah.
And then you go to bed with him.
Yeah.
And sleep with him. You find in his package as what you wanted. What do you do?
I mean, that's fine. I don't care. I don't care about the package anymore. I'm not going to be dogmatized anymore. No more.
So,
no
how was Jesse? Was he well endowed? What about Georgie?
It's a huge snake. Big old dick.
Oh, my.
Huge.
Oh, my.
Like, went down to his knees. I was like,
big
whoa.
Big dick.
Yeah. Boy. What? Couldn't walk straight for 3 weeks.
Kind of miss that big D, the big dick energy. You know what I mean?
But I'm not with him.
Gonna find a new man.
New man. Not a big dick at all. Where's my Crawford?
And scene.
So, a couple things are confirmed in this scene
that
we already knew.
I just want to clap for all three of these women talking about what we all wanted them to talk
about. What they want to talk about.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
This was one of my... I think this might
this
go down
as... women's lib. What?
I have a feeling that the phrase women's lib hasn't been said since the mid-80s. And when it's usually said, it's said by horrible men.
Well, okay, women's rights, whatever you want to say.
You could say it's feminism.
This is feminism.
Feminism.
Okay. Hashtag feminism.
Thank you. I coached you through that one.
Hashtag Bodrum. Hashtag women's lib.
Women's lib. Like, that's something a man in his 70s would say. Oh, with the women's lib these days.
Well, I mean it in a positive way.
The second coming of Phyllis Schlafly. But I've been waiting for this scenes like this for the entire season. And I'm so glad they're back. They keep the funny. I was going to say, what we learned, two things. Three things, really. Number one, they're all three dick pigs. Darcy's a dick pig. Raina, Debbie, dick pigs.
Yeah. Your mom's a dick pig too, by the way, y'all. Your mom, your aunt,
and the baby you're rocking right now.
I bet your dad's a dick pig.
I don't know. Not all dads are dick pigs.
Fine.
Some of them, 30% at least. Number one, they're dick pigs. Number two, Jesse is below average, which we knew.
We
called that
again. We feel like he has somewhat bigger balls, but not a nice penis.
No.
He's all butt, y'all. It's his ass.
Three, Georgie is huge.
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 You know why? Because someone took a spit on the Dick Riviera. I let him stick it in the Dick Riviera.
I can't sing high. I'm sorry. I may just like shit my pants.
You know what? Darcy probably almost did too when he had sex with her. No room. And I love it that they didn't even do it in the scene there, but then the producers chose to talk about it in her in the moment. So then we're having even more of Darcy saying,
"It's one thing that I miss, that BDE. That
energy." It's so good. I loved this scene. The next thing we have is the Darcy and Aniko thing, which we already did at the salon.
Yeah.
Talking about her getting ready to go for her for prom.
Again, I'm glad she didn't try to roll her hair. I've already went off on my prom hair journey. Y'all, I'm glad she just did something simple and cute.
It's not that I'm opposed to it, but like when you're 16 and 17, look like you're 16 and 17.
Well, that's kind of not what they do now, but
yeah. But I was like, it's okay to kind of look natural. Your hair doesn't have to be cuckoo magoo.
Yeah, but I want you to think about how old you sound, because when you were 16 and 17, did you want to look 16 and 17?
No, but I guess I'm thinking of, I would say this, embrace the fact that you're 16 and 17 and you don't have to do this with you don't have to curl your hair and put it up and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
No,
you're gorgeous at 16 and 17. You have to do very little work.
It's true. And I have to say, I loved Aniko's dress. I loved the color.
I said the same thing. I gasped.
It was really pretty. It wasn't like those girls who, some of you wore them. I know you did. Oh, those girls that wore the crop top dresses. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those girls. Those were brave girls in Lone Grove, because, I mean, they would get shamed by other women.
Aniko's dress had a little cutout, but it wasn't like crop toppy.
And I know that's a thing. I'm not shaming y'all. I'm just saying, like, in Lone Grove, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to go to the church lock-in after prom. Although I think the girls with the crop tops didn't want to go anyway.
For us, it was a crop top. It was the short prom dress. It was because a lot of times for when I was going to prom, they had the really high necklines with the short dresses. So
did you go to with a girl to prom?
I did.
Did you go as
she was a friend? We were friends.
So she was smart.
We kind of went as a group.
She was smart enough to know. Did y'all match together? Like, were you matching ties and all that kind of stuff, or no?
No, I don't think we did. I don't think everything was as planned out as yours was.
Well, no, did you have fun at prom, or did you get drunk and Irish goodbye-er?
I think I was ready to go. We went to an after-prom party. We thought the prom was lame. I still kind of think prom is lame.
No, yeah, it's prom's lame.
How was yours?
It was fun. Both of them were fun. But I didn't care about the prom part. The after party is what's fun.
Right. That's what I wanted to go to. Yeah.
I don't and dancing some at prom, but who cares? We were just in the cafetorium. That's where we ate lunch every day.
It was at the school.
Well, yeah, they couldn't have it where you might have some sin around. Couldn't have it.
No, it can't be on the premises of your school. Can't be in the gym.
The devil's going to get you at Fireside Dining. That's why they had it at the cafetorium. It was perfect. But there was a stage there to entertain right across from the lunch lady serving us a dinner.
Wow.
It took a lot to decorate those cafetorium walls, and nothing really stuck to that painted brick.
It's kind of funny then, like, they would always do prom fundraisers. If it was at your school, what would it be paying for?
That prom, they raised money for things?
Yeah, ours. Yeah.
Oh, ours didn't raise enough for anything. We had to raise money to pay, and people had to pay to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had to pay to go, and there was a prom committee that did all fundraising and stuff like that to like pay for the venue.
Oh, no. Yeah. The people paid to, and that's what paid for the meal. Yeah.
Wait. There was a meal?
They had a meal. They had a dinner at prom.
What?
Yeah. Cattle wrestlers usually catered it.
No, you had like some hors d'oeuvres and like a punch bowl. There wasn't a meal.
No.
Am I alone in this?
We had a sit down dinner.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe, sit down dinner. Maybe
that's where they entertain. That's where we had people sing and entertain.
Yeah. That we've talked about this before. This whole entertainment thing, sit down talent show.
But that's why it was confusing to you because you didn't know what are people going to do during a sit-down dinner is that
right.
They had entertainment.
Again, I need feedback. I need feedback on this because I feel like my prom experience was universal. Come at me if you had a sit-down dinner and there was entertainment during your prom. I need to know if this was an Oklahoma thing.
Well, they were. The year after I left, Stuckey's was going to cater it. And then the owner got thrown in jail a week before, and they had a scramble.
A catered prom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill and Barb's did it for years,
maybe,
and then he died.
Maybe this is more common than I would think, but... In all the television shows I've seen about prom, there's like hors d'oeuvres and a punch bowl. I've never seen a catered dinner.
Yeah, I don't know what's the norm. I only have what I did. But
right.
All the
I'm just asking people.
I know regionally where we're from, most of the other schools all had dinner at prom.
So y'all, I need to hear about if your prom also had a catered sit down dinner.
Yeah.
And entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then we'd finish eating, and then all the women would go outside or go to the side and take a picture, and all the guys, we'd move the tables for the dance floor.
Wouldn't the guys get to take pictures?
Well, we took pictures later, but the women didn't move the tables, so all the guys, we had to move the tables in our tuxedos.
But so some of the women were probably stronger than you.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, that didn't really help.
We need to move on. I'm very concerned and existential right now thinking I'm wondering if my prom should have had a catered dinner.
It was hard doing the tables in tuxedo, those rented tuxedo shoes, because they're slippery while you're trying to move stuff over the linoleum.
A catered dinner. We had like one of those nights later on, like senior night, where there was a catered dinner. That was like an appreciation, like a banquet, and was like at her dinner, and...
Catfish Louie's every year to this day still does it. Well, they...
Sounds fancy.
Well, no, it is. Catfish Louie's is good because
it sounds high caliber. They almost got their Michelin star.
It's where... what was that restaurant called? Not Los Tacos.
I don't care what was in there. No, we can't go there.
There was a Mexican restaurant that used to be there for years, and then Catfish Louie's took over, and people miss the Mexican restaurant, so they got their recipes, so they're Catfish Louie's, but they serve Mexican food. And you can get some catfish, too. So it's good catering because people can get what they want.
So we're taking pictures. And her date is running late, and Darcy is even more nervous than Aniko.
She is more nervous than Aniko. She keeps asking her, too. She's not helping. She's pulling a mother poodle or a mama mar in this situation and keep asking, where's your date? Where's your date? Where is he?
And at one point, did you notice how Stacy and Darcy look like none of the other mothers there?
None. None of the, and they're all like dancing, like, hey!
They're wearing cut-off House of 11 shirts with their boobs out, with their midriffs exposed.
There's literally a mom just behind them who's just wearing like a nice blouse from Walmart and Chico pants.
Stretch pants.
And just kind of staring at them like, okay.
The kind you hook around your feet for your shoes.
I mean, that's what I want to see. Is I want to see Stacy like in the bleachers, like at some school event, just talking to other moms.
They just don't look like moms, traditional moms. So we do find out that she's like, so Stacy and I, we went to prom together, and I went as a, and then we find out, no, it was with another guy. one of their friends.
That sounds fun. They went with one of their friends. Because y'all remember, they said they were nerds. So I love it that they went with one guy.
But so they basically, and they're fighting about who's the better dancer. And she's like, Darcy gets all sexual.
and Stacey recreates how, and it's exactly how Darcy dances.
I agree.
It's on point.
And y'all, Aniko's date shows up. He's cute. It's fine. It's all good.
He's cute. They're cute. They run away, and Darcy's just standing there going, bye. Have fun. Find love.
I miss my daughter.
So we're back to Miami.
Because that's what happens. Your children grow older, they leave you.
I thought I'd never grow tall as this fence. I will cry. I cry like a baby every time I think about that aria. Dare snore.
What aria?
It's what's his name's song? Lori's song? Lori's song from the Tenderland?
It is called Lori's song, yeah.
Yeah. I almost get there. There we go. I needed more air.
It was still a little flat, but you're sick.
I know. So, I'm sick. I knew it was flat. You didn't need to scream at me. Yeah, yours is raspy. Boy, I don't know what's worse. Gross. So, there we go.
Still, yeah, you're sick. So, okay. let's move on.
We're back to Miami.
Miami.
They are going to the store. Impossible Kicks.
Okay.
Seeing Johnny Mac.
Maybe I just need to get it done.
He's hot. No, he's hot.
Johnny Mac is hot. Okay. I just want to make sure.
He can get it.
All right. He kind of has the same vibe as the guy that dated Nuttley on Single Life.
He does have that vibe. Josh.
They're both Miami guys.
Josh Weinstein.
Y'all. Darcy would totally date a Josh. Josh wouldn't date Darcy because...
No, she's 25 years too old. So they want to go global.
I love it. So they're riding in the Uber, y'all. And Darcy, they're starting their... Which, by the way, y'all, if you're
they're hyping each other up. They're hyping each other up.
If you're feeling a little down this Valentine's Day, because we know that's coming up tomorrow, y'all, be sure to check our TikTok and our Instagram, and we've got a very special message from Darcy.
Darcy Valentine's.
Darcy Valentine's. So be sure to check that. And if you enjoy it, share it to your own feed. Share the Valentine's.
Please,
love.
Sharing is caring. So, like STDs.
Exactly. So there, she's like, we're going to do it. Let's do it. We've got this. Boss bitch. And then suddenly... they start playing their own song to hype up themselves. And did you see that when the camera shot and
yes!
to the Uber driver?
The Uber driver just kind of looks back over and looks scared. And he's thinking, damn, where I came from, no one did this.
I'm a little frightened right now. So they go... they go to meet them.
On the right path. We're on the right journey.
On the right path. Do pick. And so they go to meet him. Y'all
he says,
basically,
this looks Connecticut.
And did you see Darcy kind of look over, like try to look at Stacy, but not look at Stacy?
Well, they smile because they can't look uncomfortable on camera. Yeah, we thought that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you both said you wanted classic looks instead of, even though your buyer said you wanted to go for more Miami looks.
Yeah.
So he says, this is not what we want. You've got a couple of weeks. And they're like, got to go to LA. So they're going to, now we're going to get the Silva twins out in LA, pressure, which means they're going to fight.
Please, I need to know when they're in LA so we can stalk them because I would.
I would love to know that.
I would drive
too.
Around looking for them.
I don't think they'd go out with us because I think that would be too much.
No, yeah. I actually think, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I think we're actually too messy for them. Let's be real.
No, you're right. I think you're right. So
although, unless they went, because I do love a good stripper. I do love a good go-go dancer. They might
they're
go with us.
They're not going to go to those places.
You know, Darcy might. Maybe Darcy and I would go out. Darcy and I would go be single ladies, and you and Stacy could go be betrothed women or whatever.
No, that's not going to happen. So y'all, Flori and Stacy are looking at wedding venues, and this is a gorgeous place
that they're looking at. I love this venue.
And it's not too Miami ostentatious, and
it actually reminds me of California, the way that...
It looks kind of mission-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the same, because that was probably made by the Spanish, so... but anyway, they are, everyone is just like, they're looking around and looks like it's going to be $70,000 to $90,000 to have this place.
That's a ridiculous amount of money, but that's for like a wedding of $150,000 in LA.
For a wedding venue like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we hear.
I bet you it's better catering too than Catfish Louie's. Which is saying something.
I'd wager that. Yeah. With Mexican food.
Yeah.
He basically says that we also hear that this was basically a scene just so we could find out that Georgie is Florian's best man.
Yeah, because the wedding planner is never going to say, who are you picking as
your best man? Because I'm nosy.
They don't give a shit, but we find out it's real or not. Stacy looked fucking surprised.
Are you serious?
Shit.
Are you serious? It's going to be weird and it's going to be awkward. And he's like, it's my decision. So Florian's becoming groomzilla. And she's like,
He is becoming groomzilla.
I'm a groomzilla. Georgie's bringing drama and I don't need that on my wedding day. And Florian stomps off. Hopefully not so someone won't stomp on him like if they had a brick earlier.
That's true.
I don't want people to step on me.
And that's it, y'all. Fiend.
That's the show.
It wasn't an action-packed Darcy and Stacy, but it was a good episode because it was just them squabbling in the van and just that scene with Debbie and Raina.
It actually was an action-packed episode because so much happened that there were so much traveling, there weren't a lot of conversations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those episodes.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
I wonder how many episodes we're going to have this season. At least 10.
I feel...
Probably 12. 12 feels right to me because they had 13 last season. And a tell-all, remember?
Oh yeah! Oh gosh, those wigs.
Those tell-all wigs.
I feel like it's 12. That's what I feel.
12
like
makes sense to me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to look in our email, but I can't find it, so I'll have to look later. Because right now, it just would be silly to just sit here and you know. Anyway.
Dither. Oh, before I forget, y'all, we did a collab with Dylan and Patrick from another Below Deck podcast and their other podcast, Bad TV. We had so much fun. It was gay and straight together, uniting love in any language straight from the heart. It was a wonderful time. They were so funny. It was way, way too long since we'd done it. We will do it again. We talked on their podcast about Love is Blind mostly. And mm-hmm. when we talked on ours about Below Deck, Love After Lockup, and what else? Maybe a little bit of Toe. We had a good time though.
God, you are so flirty with them. Y'all, it was good. We had a really good time, but Poodle just made a fool of himself. Just a plain spectacle.
That is not true.
I'm just saying.
I did tell Patrick that I would go to his family home while they were watching a Pats game, and his mother would be screaming at him and blow him in the bathroom with his mother knocking on the door. For some reason, that made it hotter for me.
And we wonder why TLC never calls us. Y'all, that's the show. A good episode
this
week.
Patrick, get out here and taste my gravy.
I do have a bit of sad news this week. We are going to be covering Extreme Sisters, sadly, because there was no 90 Day Fiancé. There was no MILF Manor, so there will not be a MILF Manor minute this week.
I'm sorry
to say. So I'm heartbroken about it.
Oh, so sad.
No poodles. Anyway, we're gonna soldier on. Poodle's gonna continue his fake sickness and hope. And by the way, we know we've gotten the emails. You better have been working on it. Someone knows that the applications for Big Brother are supposed to be sent in.
I'm aware.
This is the deal. Unless he doesn't do it, and then I will shame him for it. We can't talk about it anymore because I realized if Poodle gets on Big Brother,
we can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. And y'all can't talk about it. You can't post about it. You can't say, "Is Poodle on Big Brother?" on Twitter if he's not here for a couple of weeks. Like, you can't say any of that shit.
Right. If I go,
you could
like
get
I
him
said,
kicked off. You could get I, him kicked off.
If I go to say I'm going to a convent in the south of France for a while because I need to have a baby there, because I'll be disgraced otherwise.
I'm telling you, if you Carl's
I'm going
wife,
to get a new face in Switzerland.
If you Carl's wife tweet out, "I think Poodle's on Big Brother," and then tag Big Brother and us, and then suddenly Jake gets removed,
I'll come to your house. Yeah. I'm having two ribs removed in Bodrum, Turkey.
Bodrum. Hashtag Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum.
Anyway, so y'all, don't talk about it unless we bring it up. There we
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
You can talk about it in the Facebook group because that is a private group.
That's a closed Facebook group, but on social medias. Mm-mm.
If he's gone away, y'all, he hasn't even put in the application yet. So let's be honest.
But if
Jake's,
I'm gone,
Jake's
like,
got to do that. So don't
if
get
I'm
your
gone
hopes
for
up.
Like 60 days.
Don't ask me. Don't ask
you'll,
me.
You'll know. Let's just say that. Or maybe I'll just leave for 60 days.
Yeah, maybe he'll just leave.
Oh, you can get a post. Right. Maybe Oinky's available.
If I can just put a puppet with a battery up its ass, it'll be the same. All right,
I
everybody.
Dare that puppet to do what I can do.
That's the show, everybody. We'll see you next week. And remember, if you want to be on Big Brother, or if you want to be on any reality show, Poodle, what do you got to do that?
Manifest it.
And fill out that goddamn application.
And fill out an application.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.